Think a minute. Here are the names of some of the most famous, successful lawyers in U.S. history. Only one of them dropped out of law school. See if you can guess which one. John Jay became a successful lawyer and later the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the highest judge in the land. William Wirt was barely 20 years old when he passed his law exams in Virginia. He later became the United States Attorney General. Remember, one of these famous lawyers was a law school dropout. Roger Taney started as a lawyer and worked his way up to become the first U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, and then the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Daniel Webster became a lawyer in Boston, where he built an amazing legal record and reputation. He then became a highly respected senator and was later appointed Secretary of State. Salmon Chase became well known as a defense attorney, helping slaves. Later, he became a U.S. Senator and then the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, actually started as a lawyer, which helped prepare him for his very wise and diplomatic leadership, which kept the states of America united through its terrible Civil War. Clarence Darrow became probably the most famous lawyer of all, particularly for his case of the Scopes Trial, or so-called Monkey Trial of 1925. Of these seven successful and famous lawyers, which one do you think was the law school dropout? Believe it or not, it was Clarence Darrow, the one name which much of the world associates with the practice of law. Clarence Darrow attended law school for only 1 year and then dropped out to study law on his own. But what's more amazing is those other six highly successful lawyers could not drop out because they never even went to law school. They all studied law on their own. Actually, for every one of us, the school of life is always in session. We should never stop learning our Creator's laws and ways of life. In fact, the word disciple means student. So we are lifetime students and learners of Jesus, the maker and master of life. So won't you ask him to become the maker and master teacher of your new life with him today? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.